Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinyl Times, le classic rock radio, donc en direct avec nous, Nick Workman, lead singer, chanteur du groupe Vega. Hi Nick, welcome tonight on Twin Funny Rock.
Hey, good to speak to you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm very well, thank you. Good. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Donc Nick, ce soir, il est avec nous. Ouais, ça c'est au top, le chanteur de Vega. Il va nous présenter donc l'album Grit Your Teeth, le nouvel album du groupe en tout cas. Ouais, cet album, vous le connaissez, il est en playlist depuis un bon nombre de temps. Nick, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Two Fun in Rock, Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. We are located in Paris, France. We have a great audience from France to the North Africa, Algeria, Tunisia and some European countries, okay?
Cool,
cool, cool. And before I start, I need to read an introduction in French, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Les Anglais de Vega arrivent avec un sixième album intitulé Grit Your Teeth et se voient globalement plus hard rock et trouvent de ce fait un regain de vitalité. Depuis plusieurs semaines déjà, vous pouvez entendre chaque soir dans la playlist 213 Rock des titres de ce nouvel album tels que Blind, I Don't Need Perfection, Don't Fool Yourself, How We Live. L'album Grit Your Teeth possède une grosse prod signée Joe and Sam Graves, qui ont produit des groupes tels que Glamour of the Kill, Yashin et les fameux Asking Alexandria. D'ailleurs, Sam Bentley ira aussi de sa petite phrase qui dira que les frères Graves, I would definitely recommend them to anyone. L'album Grit Your Teeth montre des qualités prépondérantes, toujours entraînant, très diversifié, au plaisir croissant avec le nombre d'écoutes, pénétrer l'esprit Vega au-delà du fait que c'est même très agréable et procure un vif plaisir. Nick, I said, the album Grit Your Teeth is great.
Cool.
Yes, it's very cool.
I'm glad you like it.
Yes, of course. And the people too. And the audience too love the music.
Yes.
On March 20, the first single Blind was released. The promotion of the new album starts slowly with a lyrics video. Well, what was your opinion at that time when the first single released?
Yeah, I mean, we were just glad to finally get some new music out. Obviously, the album has been delayed because of the coronavirus. I mean, it was supposed to have been out in May. So we were just relieved that the single was out. Obviously, we knew it was going to be a lyric video to start with and not the first proper sort of like video, if you like. So no, we're loving it that it's finally coming out and sort of 2 years worth of hard work comes to fruition.
Okay, donc en mars dernier, le nouvel album comme ça, la promo est démarrée tout doucement avec le premier single Blind avec une lyrics vidéo qui est sortie et ça démarrait tout doucement effectivement, un single notamment avec un nouveau prod, avec une nouvelle prod notamment qui arrivait comme ça sur le marché juste avant l'ouragan du prochain single en tout cas. On the April 17, the super hit I Don't Need Perfection came to our faces. What a sound! It's the hit single of the summer for the for all the rock radio station.
Cool. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, awesome sound.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had something when we wrote that back in February 2019. No, actually, it's before then. We wrote it early on. Basically, we'd written about, up to that point, we'd probably written about 7 or 8 songs for the album. But then we wrote Perfection, and we scrapped everything we'd written, and that kind of set the mood and the tempo for the album. It had a certain kind of swagger that we'd never had before. We said, right, that's it. Every song has got to kind of like fall into the same, not sound the same, obviously, but it has to have the same kind of feel and groove about it. So yeah, Perfection really did sort of like launch this album in terms of songwriting.
Ouais, effectivement, quand ils ont écrit l'album, hein, donc il y avait à peu près, ils avaient quasiment tout composé. Il y a ce titre qui sortait comme ça, qui revenait. Ils ont senti qu'il avait un gros potentiel, un potentiel rock radio station, notamment, effectivement. Ouais, cool en tout cas. Le titre, vous le connaissez, hein, bien évidemment, c'est I don't need perfection, baby. I just need direction.
Save me.
Yeah, awesome sound, man. You know what? In the near future, we have to play these songs every night on tour. The audience will go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, when we're coming up with different pieces, different bits and pieces for the whole album, really, we really wanted to sort of like write it so we knew it would transpose over well to the live environment, and particularly Perfection.
Yes, notamment
with those yeah yeahs, clearly.
Yes, notamment bien évidemment, comme je vous dis, hein, ce titre qui est vraiment le titre de l'été. En tout cas nous sur Vinyl Times, on adore, on est fan totalement. Ça place sur 213 Rock, ça passe sur la programmation H24 Vinyl Times, ça passe chez l'Astral et tout, chez avec Olivier et tout. Nous, on est archi fan effectivement, et on invite tout le monde donc à partager ce titre, à l'écouter. Et ouais, c'est un gros titre. Et puis en même temps, sur la prochaine tournée donc du groupe, les dates, on va y venir juste après. Le groupe sera obligé de jouer pendant de nombreuses années, en tout cas durant la vie du groupe, ce titre chaque soir, parce que tout le monde va le réclamer, ça va rendre le public complètement dingue. Effectivement, ça va être au top. And then you released two clip video, Don't Phone Yourself and How We Live, which are very fun.
Yes, I mean, Don't Phone Yourself again. I did that video, and I had the idea knocking around for quite a while, just getting all the different ideas of different genres, and it's just the whole lyric behind Don't Phone Yourself again is about being true to yourself. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind the video was about a band that couldn't decide which bandwagon to jump onto.
Okay.
And really the truth is you should just, you know, stick to who you really are. And How We Live obviously is just a mixture of all the outtakes of us being on tour.
En fait, donc le groupe a réalisé donc ensuite deux clips vidéo, le Don't For Yourself et How We Live, qui sont vraiment très fun. Hein. Le Don't For Yourself, ils sont complètement peints et c'est vraiment génial, quoi. Ils revisitent un peu différents styles de hard rock et tout. C'est vraiment très très marrant. Puis le How We Live, ça montre le groupe un petit peu en tournée comme ça, avec des bonnes blagues, etc. Donc ouais, c'est très fun. Next question. My question is very strange because in the How We Live clip video, what's the point of putting a bottle of wine in a shoe and hitting on the wall?
you've never seen that before.
No.
Basically, if you haven't got a bottle, a corkscrew, by doing that, the cork comes out.
Okay.
So that's how you open a bottle of wine if you don't have a corkscrew.
Ok, donc en fait il y a dans le clip vidéo, donc si vous regardez le clip How We Live, il y a une séquence à l'intérieur où on voit un des membres du groupe mettre une bouteille de vin dans une chaussure et taper sur un mur comme ça. Donc ouais, effectivement, donc il explique la raison, quoi. The new album was produced by Joe and Sam Graves and was recorded at the Inner Sound Audio Recording Studio. It was mixed and mastered by Joe Graves. Wow, the sound is great, awesome.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. I mean, that was we were talking to them probably from about I'd say May 2019. Now we hooked up with them, started talking about doing the album with them, and we gave them a few examples of sounds that we wanted to go with, like Bon Jovi Keep the Faith album, Gun Swagger album, just songs with really big bombastic drums and guitars that obviously were similar to what we did, and they did a really really good job.
Ok, donc les frères Joe et Sam Graves qui ont donc enregistré et masterisé l'album notamment, ils ont fait un gros boulot énorme. Le groupe avait des idées, hein, notamment le Keep the Faith de Bon Jovi, un petit peu de Guns. Voilà, en termes de son, voilà ce qu'ils voulaient exactement, voilà ce qu'ils aimaient. Ils voulaient avoir un truc dans ce sens-là, et effectivement, le boulot, il a été énorme, quoi. D'ailleurs, vous le savez, l'album est en playlist, notamment chaque soir, et ça, c'est le top. En tout cas, nous, on aime et on adore, et franchement, c'est une réussite. Nick, who designed the artwork?
There's a guy called Nello in Italy. He does a lot of artwork for Frontiers record label. But we came up with the idea. We had this, obviously the concept behind Grit Your Teeth is David and Goliath.
Okay.
You know, big man versus the small man, the underdog. And I think it was Hutch who found an image that was similar to that. It was like an X-ray of a crocodile and a bird. And then so we sent the example to Nello, and he came back with that. His was a little bit more photo real, and we said, can you just sort of age it a little bit, make it a little bit dirty and knackered? And he did, you know, and yeah, it's a really cool cover. Everyone seems to really like the cover. Oh, cool.
Ok, donc en fait la pochette, elle est vraiment jolie. On y voit un crocodile avec un oiseau comme ça à l'intérieur, comme ça prendre des risques, hein, parce que dès que ça se referme, c'est terminé. Et donc Grit Your Teeth, hein, traduisons cela par serrer les dents notamment. Ouais, la pochette, elle est très jolie sur un fond à peu près noir et blanc. Enfin, c'est sépia comme mode. C'est très joli, quoi. Donc je vous conseille vraiment d'aller la regarder. Elle est disponible sur la page Facebook Vinyl Times, sur le site vinyltimes.fr, ou alors sur la page Facebook notamment 213 Rock, avec tout le travail de Myriam, bien évidemment. Et ça, c'est ouais, c'est au top. Allez voir, il y a beaucoup de choses. Nick, any dates in Europe set for 2021?
Yeah, we've got, well, At the moment, as it stands, we're touring with Magnum in Europe. We are doing some Scandinavian dates as well with the Dan Reed Network. And we are putting, well, our agent is putting together a European tour with a couple of other bands as well, which is really good. But funnily enough, I was contacted by someone in Paris today about booking a Vegas show in Paris early in 2021. So literally, I've only had the email today, which is kind of a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, Izzy. Okay, I understand. Yeah, because they're listening to our radio station, and we do interview, we do a lot of communication, our Facebook pages, through my friend Vinyl Times, and there's Two Ferdinand Rocks, and of course, that's good. It will be. This is a great idea. It will be fine to see you in Paris, cool. Of course, in a club. Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do it. I've only played in Paris once, and that was with Kick.
Yeah, remember that.
Were you there for that?
Yeah. I remember that.
Awesome. That's a good gig.
Oh, yes. It was the night with, I don't remember, wait. The night with Kick open for Ed Guy, right?
No, it was another British band. It was 10? No, it's Tony Newton was in it, who's friends with Steve Harris, and it was
yes.
They used
I don't remember the name. Cool. Me too. Yes, I remember.
No, I should do, but I can't remember. It was us and another British band. And,
okay.
It was the night before Bruce Dickinson rejoined Iron Maiden in Paris.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it was in Élysée Montmartre. Okay, I remember that. Okay. The next question. I know a good festival in Belgium called the Wild Fest. It's beautiful festival. Really beautiful. The festival is 2 hours and a half drive from Paris to the festival. I hope to see you there next year, because good programmation, good team, and awesome festival. Yes, nice people.
Well,
it's great.
I can't officially say yes or no to that one, but let's just say that let's say no more than that one. It's not for me to announce.
Yeah, we cross our fingers.
Yes. You know what? I think if you cross your fingers, I can guarantee you will be there.
Okay, thank you very much. Donc, comme je vous disais, il y a un festival qu'on supporte, qu'on aime beaucoup, qui s'appelle le Wild Fest, qui est en Belgique. Donc, il y a à peu près à 2h30 de Paris, notamment. Et donc, effectivement, l'année prochaine, donc, à cause de cette année, donc, qu'on a dû reporter pour l'année prochaine. J'espère qu'ils vont travailler sur 2 dates, en tout cas. C'est un super beau festival. Je vous prédis un bel avenir, en tout cas. C'est très beau. Il y a une belle équipe, il y a une belle ambiance, il y a une belle programmation. Et on aime ça, quoi. C'est vraiment bien, quoi. Nous, on aime le Wild Fest, effectivement. Donc on salue un coucou à Yann, en tout cas, s'il nous écoute ce soir. C'est juste génial et on aime ça, quoi. Et on espère on espère vraiment vraiment que Vega sera à l'affiche, parce que là ça va être grandiose, en tout cas. Just before the end, Nick, do you have a message to the audience tonight?
Yeah, because we have never played in France before.
Okay.
And we can't wait to come over and play for you guys in 2021. And we're going to be bringing everything we've got in terms of songs. Our live shows are what sort of make us who we are. So if you do come to the Vegas show, make sure you drink plenty of water, because you're going to need to keep hydrated.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nick. Hope to see you in Paris and in a good festival for next year. Okay.
Yes, you never know.
You never know. Okay. Now we're going to play I Don't Need Perfection. Okay. From the album Vega, from the album Grit Your Teeth. Okay.
Perfect.
Yes, awesome. Perfect. Yeah. Just before the end, I forgot something. I forgot to tell about the tracks. The first track is Blind, I Don't Need Perfection, Grit Your Teeth, Man on Mission, Don't Fool Yourself, Consequence of Having a Heart. This one's for you, Battles End of War. I love these songs. Save Me from Myself, How We Live, and Done With Me. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, tout de suite, Vega, Perfection, I Don't Need. Oh yeah, on adore ça. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station.
Break it, the groove is gone. Yeah, I'm not
Fire sur la Web Rock Station 213 Rock, Arag Melodica Markum, I Don't Need Perfection. Ouais, quel titre en tout cas, quel titre, yeah. Juste avant le Madame Rock, continuons en musique avec le Electric Mob, le Devil You Know sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio.